back on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone show as the Farmington Knights improve now to 6-1 on the year. An outstanding performance on the road at Sykeston, 42-0. And Coach, you guys preserve the shutouts tonight. There are a lot of numbers to talk about. My favorite one, and maybe yours as defensive coordinator, is you allowed 2 second-half yards tonight. Did you guys make some adjustments to Sykeston move the ball, but they didn't score in the first half.
Yeah, so first off, in regards to the first half, great thing about what our kids did is, you know, we allowed a couple big plays, and we talk about Sykeston having athletes, and, you know, one of the main things we focused on was making sure we eliminated the big plays. Well, they were able to get a couple big plays on us. Drew Felker over here did a great job of hustling his butt down to get that ball tackled up at the one. And then because of that, we were able to get that goal line stand to preserve the shutout ultimately. So very proud of our kids for, you know, Drew getting a chase down, the rest of the defense bowing up when your back's against the wall. But that's the type of attitude our kids, you know, this group of kids has. And I'm very proud of them for that. But yeah, going into the halftime then, we changed where we put the eyes of a couple defenders. And then we changed up a coverage scheme. And so between those two things, it took away the things that they had a little bit of success on in that first half. And, you know, then our offense did a great job of getting two, ultimately, I guess, three at the very end there. But the first two to get to the turbo clock and get that clock running.
You know, we went with that play by Drew as our play of the game. And we went with Drew as our player of the game. He picked one off for you a little bit later, returned it 43 yards to set up another score. And then he directed your offense to a touchdown later on, too.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. He's doing a great job for us. Sophomore who's not playing like a sophomore, and ultimately, you know, that situation we were in last year with we were so young last year, but going 7-4, and we had a bunch of sophomores that didn't play like sophomores, and now they're juniors and definitely playing like upperclassmen, and Drew's, you know, in that same mode.
Three interceptions tonight. I talked to you this week a little bit about Eli Lamb and how he plays defensive back. He blanketed his guy tonight, was in perfect position, and when the pass came, he jumped it and intercepted it right by the sideline.
I haven't seen a better cornerback in high school football this year. You know, he is, you know, he's 6 foot, 175 pounds. He's physical. You're not going to find a more physical corner, you know, at the high school level. But he's got excellent coverage skills as well. And, you know, his deal is because he's so good in coverage, he doesn't really get many opportunities. And you know, that's to his credit because he shuts people down on the perimeter. But, you know, ultimately there was a shot taken and he did a good job. It was a very athletic play that he made to intercept that football. And just, again, I'm happy for him to be able to get that because all that work he does where he's just running downfield and locking people down to have that chance to get his hand in football, I'm happy for him.
Coach, we talked this week about kind of your team's attitude in responding to a loss. And you felt like it was a very positive attitude, like you guys really could build on that game against Jackson. And it seemed like it proved out here tonight.
Oh, there's no doubt. And, you know, we came back Monday and we got the feel that, you know, our kids understood that ultimately we're disappointed with not winning that football game and losing an opportunity to conference title. But at the same point in time, they understand who they played. They understand they played very well and represented themselves and the school in a positive manner. And so I could tell, you know, from Monday on that, you know, I think we weren't going to let that affect us. And, you know, I think ultimately we did a good job.
You're going to have a field full of tremendous athletes next week at Lutheran North, Coach.
There's no doubt. You know, we understand all the stars that are after people's names, you know, that ultimately, you know, individual athletes, though, they've got to play as a team. You know, the one thing I know our kids don't have the same number of stars, you know, next to their names, but at the same point in time, I really love our kids and how they play as a team. And ultimately, you know, That's gonna take us very far.
Yeah, well, we'll see who's seeing stars afterward, I guess, huh? Sounds good. Congrats on the win.
Thank you.
Eric Krupe on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone show back after this on Regional Radio.